There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Mohammed Suleiman joins us in the studio. Authorities, as we said at the top, in Dubai, taking steps to make it safer for children to get to and from school. Good news. So, Mohammed, you have statistics about the number of children involved in accidents when they've been picked up and dropped off for school. So let's start there, first of all.
That's right. So earlier today, I was at an event at the Dubai Police Headquarters. And when I was there, I spoke to some high-ranking federal officials who told me that last year, more than 30 students in the UAE were injured when they were being picked up or dropped off to school. They said that in total there were 46 accidents involving school buses across the UAE. Now, many of these incidents involved cars colliding with children because they ignored the arm stop signs that school buses put out when they've stopped to pick up or drop off kids. So now, to welcome in the new school year, Dubai Police have launched a school traffic safety campaign. And one of the main things that they're focusing on in this campaign is the idea that school traffic safety is a shared responsibility. It's not just motorists who need to be careful, it's also the school, it's the bus driver, it's the children as well who need to know when is the right time to cross the road. Now, when I was at that Dubai Police event earlier today, I caught up with Major General Mohammed Saif Al-Zafin, who is the chairman of the Federal Traffic Council and the Assistant Commander-in-Chief at Dubai Police. He explained to me more about this idea that road safety is a shared responsibility.
We would like to provide a safe environment for all of our children when they start their journey to school, and at school, when they enter school, and when they ride a bus. So everybody has to take his responsibility. Parents, they have to be responsible. Bus driver has to be responsible, and the school has to be responsible.
So we know this new campaign from Dubai Police is aimed at making school pickups and drop-offs easier, Mohammed. You were at the event today. Can you tell us a bit more about what the campaign itself will involve?
Right, so one of the things that this new campaign will include is increased surveillance, especially around schools. So there'll be more police on the roads looking out for cars that don't stop behind buses. They'll also be looking out for school buses that don't put out their arm stop signs. So that's one aspect of the campaign. The other aspect of the campaign is raising more awareness about road safety. And that's where this idea of shared responsibility comes in. So police will go into schools and talk to students about how to stay safe when they're walking on the roads. They'll also visit companies that supply buses for schools and talk to their drivers about road safety. So it is quite a holistic campaign. Here is Major General Mohammed Saif Al-Zafin once again telling us more about what the campaign will include.
We are going to give some lectures, some leaflets, brochures for parents, for bus drivers, and we are going to make small traffic villages, if you will, at school, some of schools. They will get some small roads, pedestrian crossing, traffic signals. Our goal is to increase the level of awareness among these students.
That was Major General Mohammed Saif Al-Zafin from the Federal Traffic Council telling us more about this new school traffic safety campaign. In the end of that last clip, you heard General Zafin talking about small traffic villages that are being built at schools to help ease congestion. So this is another area that the police are trying to work closely with schools, how to make drop-off and pick-up areas more congestion-free. But Major General Zafin said that parents as well need to play their role when they're dropping off and picking up their kids. Here's what he told me when it comes to the role of parents in easing congestion.
All parents, most of them, they want to stop at the gate. And because they want to make sure that their kids enter the school safely. Okay, they have to stop, in my opinion, or they have to, away from the entrance of the school. And even if they have to get out the car, take their children, guide them, and then enter. Because if everybody wants to stop his car at the entrance of school, then it's going to be chaos and it will be very traffic congestion.
Now, Mohammed, we know people can get penalized for this. Can you remind us about the fines that motorists could receive if they don't stop behind the school buses?
Right, so the penalty for drivers who don't stop when kids are being dropped off and picked up on school buses is 1,000 dirham fine and 10 black points. Also, bus drivers who don't use the arm stop signs on the sides of their buses will be fined 500 dirhams in addition to being given 6 black points. Now, these penalties have actually been increased from July the 1st when those new federal traffic rules were introduced. So those are the two main fines around school buses and school pickup.
I like the idea of the little traffic, what did he call them, traffic islands, little the areas where
traffic
you're learning.
Villages, yeah.
Traffic villages, yeah. Where you're learning, where you actually have to, I don't know, watch for the green man or and then cross the road, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I remember when I was in school in Canada, in elementary school, we actually had to sort of volunteer ourselves every week to sort of be that pedestrian person who's crossing people across the road. That sort of made me understand the importance of crossing when it was safe. So I guess volunteering your time, even as students, could be a really good step forward.
No, that's the thing, isn't it? And that's the sort of thing that goes home to parents as well. When a child goes home to a parent and reinforces, no, Dad, you wait for the green man. Because very often, you know, the road is clear and you're looking left and right and all of that, but there is still not the green man there. So if the kids get that through, that's a great idea. But that's one story we're looking at today. Mohammed Suleiman's taking care of that one for the Area News Centre. Authorities in Dubai trying to take steps to make it safer for children to get to and from school. Mohammed, good to see you.
You too. Thanks very much.
It's coming up 4:15. Let's look at some of the other stories making headlines.
In the news on the ARN News Centre app.
So you can find these on the app. More details. UAE leads the region for consumer confidence, which is good, I think. New survey by Nielsen. Improvements made across all confidence indicators Q2 this year. Apparently, we are optimistic about our personal finances. They didn't ask me. 2/3 believe they'd be good or excellent over the next 12 months. But, I mean, that's a good thing. Confidence is a good thing. Number of people who cite the economy as their main concern, and, you know, we all do that, of course, that's dropped. Job security is, of course, the main worry. Nearly half people said that.
Yeah, another story popular on the ARN News Centre app. It's good news if you have an Indian passport. The UAE on Wednesday approved a decision to grant visas on arrival for Indian passport holders with UK and EU residency visas. In May this year, the UAE had approved visa on arrival for Indian passport holders with a valid American visa or green card. The UAE cabinet decision comes within the framework of the long-term strategic partnership between the UAE and India.
And stay on visas and application centres and passports. UAE residents who need to apply for visas to visit China don't need to submit applications diplomatic missions anymore. We've now got the first ever Chinese visa application service centre in the Middle East. It's at the Wafi Mall. Of course it is. And the aim is to make the facility more accessible for people living here in the UAE. So that's good news.
Surprisingly, there are quite a few visa services in Wafi Mall.
No, I'm not surprised. I just, you know, if you're going to launch something like that, do it in a mall here. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Another story there that we're also looking at. With Expo 2020 in mind, the RTA and Dubai Police are looking at ways to manage traffic. So I think at least 2,900 taxis and 724 buses will be deployed by the Roads and Transport Authority to cater to the needs of Expo 2020. That is a lot of people being transported around, isn't it? That's in addition to constructing 14 bus stations, as well as improving access to major streets and intersections around Dubai Airport and the Expo venue itself. Meanwhile, the Route 2020 project for the extension of the Dubai Metro, which just celebrated its 8th birthday, is now 15% complete and is set for operation in May 2020. Those details were revealed during a meeting between senior officials of Dubai Police and the RTA.
Okay, here's the other one. This has been a statement that has been on social media. The people saying, oh, I'm not going to start charging us to use air and water refills. They're not. They've come out and said, no, we're just upgrading air and water facilities. So we don't intend to charge for services. So if your tire's a little bit low and you pull in and think, oh, you're going to charge me, they're not going to. Which I think is good news. But you know what social media is like for rumours, NLT?
Yes, and you opinion. Put something, yeah, you read it somewhere and then you tell someone else and then that's how it kind of gets around.
Chinese whispers and all that stuff, isn't it? I know.
We want to hear from you. Find us on Facebook. Tweet at Dubai I 1038 FM.
So let's look at this story now. This is an interesting thing, I think. Nutritionists, NLT, in the UAE welcoming plans to introduce health warnings on specific foods and drinks.
Yeah, that's right. And the Emirates Standardisation and Metrology Authority is introducing new guidelines for the control of energy drinks, dairy products, juices and other products. So basically, warnings will be also included on the labels and they will show the amount of sugar contained in each product. Karen Sony is a certified sports and holistic nutritionist. They told ARN News that the labels will be effective as long as they're obvious.
I think this is great, as long as it's very, very in front of the consumer's face. Because I'll use an example. It's like a catch-22. I don't know if you have any friends of yours who smoke or don't smoke. There could be a sign or like a warning on it. But unfortunately, not many people actually look at it. So when it comes to health and when it comes to food and labels, as long as it's really in someone's face to see why is such a high sugar in such a juice, why is it so bad for you? You know, so there should be a warning, which is fantastic. But they should also go on an explanation. saying that, you know, if you do consume this much sugar, then this is probably not good for you if you do have diabetes, if you don't, if you have any sort of intolerances. So, yeah, I mean, I think the more information that it could be on there, the better.
And that's Karen Soni, a certified sports and holistic nutritionist. They're talking about the new labels that will be introduced on certain kinds of food and drink, energy drinks, dairy products, juices and other items.
Okay, final story we'll look at for now in this segment. The UAE and the Philippines have agreed to work together in the area of recruiting and employing domestic workers in the Emirates. An agreement signed between Saqib bin Gobash Said Gobash, the UAE's Minister of Human Resources and Emiratization, and the Philippines Secretary of Labour, Silvestre H. Bayo III, in Abu Dhabi. Now, from this point on, a UAE model contract will be issued, were used in the employment process, and only recruitment agencies registered with the ministry will be able to offer employment applications for domestic workers. Bayo III has been telling us why the agreement is so crucial.
It's intended to institutionalize the deployment and recruitment of Filipino workers and ensure that they're protected and looked after while they're here. It also aims to prevent illegal recruitment.
That is the Labour Secretary of the Philippines, Silvestre H. Bayo III, talking about the new UAE model contract used in the employment process. Just to reiterate, only recruitment agencies registered with the Ministry of Human Resources and Emiratization are going to be able to offer employment applications for domestic workers. That's from this point on.
We want to hear from you. Find us on Facebook. Tweet at DubaiEye1038FM.
So the speed limits on the Dubai stretch of Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Road and Emirates Road are going to be reduced from 120 kilometres an hour to 110 on October the 15th. I say good.
Yeah, well, I was just looking at some of the statistics here. They're saying there were 99 accidents resulting in 6 fatalities and 78 injuries in Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Road. And the other road that will be included in this, Emirates Road, saw 40 accidents resulting in 10 fatalities and 75 injuries in the same period. So that's just the first half of this year. So they're hoping that change by 10 kilometres, which will come into effect from October the 15th, will make all the difference.
That's right. And if you're thinking, where is this going to be? This is the parts of the two roads, because they go trans-Emirates, obviously. Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Road, Emirates Road. The revised speed limit applies to the sectors of the two roads in the Emirate of Dubai. So that's across the whole stretch if you're driving in the Emirate of Dubai, just to be clear about that. But that's not going to happen until October the 15th, but it's going to drop 10 kilometers an hour. So effectively, the 20 grace limit above, over and above that will actually be at 130, not 140.
Yes.
From now on.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.